We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Because, like the NFL, the NBA is a copycat league. And what the Toronto Raptors did last night was basically what the Boston Celtics did in game one. And that's a trapping defense. As soon as he got in the middle, they were trapping and smothering Giannis in the middle. On the baseline, they were trapping when they were trying to drive through the baseline. I think they're going to make some tweaks and adjustments in that offense. I think Giannis may be giving the ball up a little quicker. And let's face it, their Achilles heel has been two things to me. And that's their half-court offense when they slow it down, and their free-throw shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're taking the ball out of the basket, you've got to rely on your half-court offense. And I think Giannis is dribbling right into the teeth of the offense when he's going down the middle. And that's why they're putting two and three guys on him, smothering him. So they got to make those adjustments. I think there's some other adjustments that need to be made as well. You mentioned that the fourth quarter of the first overtime, they took Bledsoe out and they brought in, They brought in George Hill. And so George Hill gave him the spark all night.
Yep.
He was doing well all night. And then they brought Bledsoe back in. I'm going, what the heck? And the other thing was, Connaughton should have had more minutes. He was your hot hand. I mean, the guy was, I think, 3 for 3 from the three-point land. He's an energy guy. He rebounds the ball. He was just crickets. He was a ghost. They didn't even put him in when they needed to put him in a lot of times for that energy spark. You want to get a guy in there that's going to get you some turnovers, get you the ball, get you some rebounds, and he's that guy,
mm-hmm.
Along with George Hill and of course, Brogdon. I don't think you'll ever see Giannis have 12 points and 8 turnovers, and certainly, collectively, you won't see the Bucks have that poor a game from their top three players. I just don't see it.
I don't think that's going to happen, but the inconsistency more so out of Bledsoe and Middleton bothers me. Giannis, you're going to get it every now and then. Look, the guy's been Superman. He's carried the team. But between the other two, the inconsistency has to stop, especially when you get to the next round.
Well, absolutely. That's why you have a bench. That's why you have a George Hill who's been in the playoffs. That's why you have a guy like Connaughton who can come off the bench and get you some rebounds, get you a clutch three-pointer when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You got guys that you can plug and play. And, that's why he's got to make those decisions. And I mean, Coach Bud, to sit those guys down. If they're not performing, hey, you got guys that can. And those are the guys that make the difference. When they made that run, those were guys that were off the bench that made that run. It wasn't Middleton. It wasn't Bledsoe. It was those guys that they brought in, Connaughton, George Hill, Brogdon. Those were the guys that brought you back when you were down 12, 13 points and you needed the
mm-hmm.
spark.
Yep. No, I completely agree, man. All right, buddy.
All right, man.
Thanks for hanging. Talk to you soon. There you go, KJ in West Dallas. Let's go to JR listening to us in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. JR, how you been, buddy?
I've been all right, man. Just recovering around the house from the surgery that didn't work. So,
oh, geez.
Where would I get? But anyway, watching the Bucks, I feel kind of like it's when it was in the 90s when the Pistons had to work their way through every year to get to another ring of the Bulls had to do that, and you kind of earned it that way. I think that's what's happening with the Bucks because this is the first real intense series. But I also feel that with the depth issues, Toronto is going to poop out and Milwaukee is just going to win the series based on their depth alone. And then it'll be fun to watch Durant go against Giannis and see what goes from there. But if they make it to the championship this year, I don't feel it's a failure if Golden State beats them because it's a new experience for them. So next year they'll really be ready to rock and roll. So it's not like the old days where you had to take each step, you know, each year and then sign. Now everyone signs the super team, so they go automatically.
Right.
The Bucks built it like an old way, you know. So,
yeah.
So I think they're doing all right, and I do kind of wish they'd drive a little more, but, you know, as you leave Giannis on the three, because when they start doing that and making shots, it totally changes the game. So
yeah. I appreciate it, pal, and hopefully you're feeling better real soon. That's our buddy JR from up there at Pizza Del Rey in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Always good to get a chance to chat with him. Two things that he had said that kind of piqued my interest. One is, you know, when you talk about, you know, the play of Giannis, Giannis has been stellar. And I'm not coming down on Giannis. It's just that, you know, this team relies upon him in so many different facets. And he relies on this team because if this team isn't hitting from the outside, they just collapse the middle and he just gets pounded. But as Coach Budenholzer said when you heard to him in the last hour, Giannis is going to have to get stronger. He's going to have to go up and get stronger and just drag guys up with him. I mean, they're finding that out. They're going to pound him. They're going to drill him. They're going to get physical with him. And this is where you're going to earn your bones. But this whole thing about, well, you know, they've taken the next step. They got past the first couple of rounds. They find themselves in the Eastern Conference final. That's great. But let me ask you this. The last time you and I said that was back in 2001. Now, granted, they've got a superstar in Giannis, but can Giannis alone bring this team back to this point? Do you expect this just out of Giannis every year? Because even LeBron needed help. He didn't win a championship on his own. Even LeBron needed help. And do you think you're going to keep everybody together? If you think you do, then you know what? This is a great step, and this will be a learning experience. But if you don't think you're keeping all these personalities, all these guys, all this camaraderie together, and things are going to change, just the most minuscule of tweaks in personalities within a cohesive locker room can change the dynamic. It can go from one for all and all for one to I've got mine, you get yours. So to recreate this, it's almost impossible to do. Which is why when you're there and you're on the doorstep and you know you're the better team, there is no tomorrow. Look, am I expecting them to win the championship? No, but I think that some of the things that I'm seeing emerge here, I can at least voice my concern and say, hey, these are some of the things that I think if they're going to have an Achilles heel going in deeper into the postseason, into the finals, then this is probably going to be it. And if I can see it, I'm sure as hell knowing that Steve Kerr and Golden State can see it and Budenholzer can see it. But this team, their starters, their main guys falling down by 8 and 15 points early on in a ball game, and then having the bench bring you back only to see the starters kind of let it fall by the wayside at times, that's a little bit concerning to me. It's just a fact. It's not, you know, I'm not just making it up. But if I've got a concern, that would be it. Other than that, look, I think it's a very I think it's a fantastic team. I think this is a team that belongs in the finals. Look, if you are a fan and you want to see them win the championship, what is going to take them down? To me, what's going to take them down, you're going to face a hot shooting team, a good shooting team, a fantastic shooting team in Golden State, and you're going to fall behind, and it's not as easy to catch up. It's just not. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip, reminding you that our friends at Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery, if you want to go online, go to TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com. That is TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com. Go there right here, right now, okay? And you can go there and find the cigar dinners. Our first one is coming up. It's fast approaching June 13th. We're going to be in La Crosse, Wisconsin at Shenanigans. You get dinner, some cocktails, a lot of free giveaway stuff, some cigars. And even if you don't smoke cigars, it's always a great event. For anybody that's ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. We have so much fun at these things. It's a good night out. It's not a late night. We're not there till 2 in the morning or anything like that. It's just a good, fun time. It's our first stop, our first appearance on this tour. And these things sell out rather quick. Now you can go online and get your tickets. Go to Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. TobaccoOutletPlusGrocery.com and get your tickets. We're going to be in La Crosse, Green Bay, Wausau, Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex, Wisconsin, right outside of Milwaukee. Look forward to that one. Chippewa Falls, and then we're going to finalize things this year, late August, in Des Moines, Iowa. We're coming to a city near you. Get your tickets now. Go to Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. Buy them right there online. The cigar dinners are a fun, fantastic event. Hope to see you there. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. You're back. Glad we're here. Glad you're here. 855-830-8648. That's the phone number to get a hold of us should you choose to do so. Always appreciative of you taking a listen to us. And coming up here at the bottom of the hour, we have some buy or sell coming up. Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, going to be joining us here after the top of the next hour. And Steve Novak, in case you missed it a little bit earlier, going to hear from him again as well. Going to hear that conversation. Talking Bucks, talking Raptors. Yes, you know what? Mark says, what about the Brewers? They didn't have a great weekend. No, they didn't. Look, they lost 2 out of 3. You know what? Here's the other thing, and I'll mention this just momentarily. But Corbin Burnes, and I don't know if you happen to hear this, his cut of him basically saying, look, you know, it wasn't my stuff that got me sent down. We were just, you know, wrong pitch at the wrong time. And if you read between the lines a little bit, basically what he's saying is, hey, I wasn't calling the pitches. It's just Monty Grandal who was calling the pitches. And then that very night that he says that, I believe it was Friday, he goes out and just gets absolutely shelled. 2/3 of an inning and 6 or 7 runs or something like that. And it was just, it was a horrific performance. But I talked a little bit about that yesterday. I was on the On Deck show on Sunday. And when I heard, and I heard that too, I thought, wait a minute, wrong pitches at the wrong time. Usually your catcher is calling the game. In other words, it's not you, it's your catcher. Which I can't understand why he would call the wrong pitches at the wrong time for you, but Zach Davies has been very good. Gio Gonzalez has been a stabilizing factor. Brandon Woodruff has been really solid, you know? I mean, why is it just you that he calls the wrong pitches at the wrong time? I thought that was a little bit low. Now, he may correct himself. I don't know. But, no, it's pretty much when you can't hit your spots and you're laying fastballs out over the plate and breaking balls that really aren't breaking too much, that's the kind of junk that'll get you sent down to the minors. It's not because the catcher was calling the wrong pitches. Because if you hit your spots, technically, if you hit your spots and do what you're supposed to do, any pitch at any time can get you out. Now, off-speed pitches, obviously, are set up via the fastball and vice versa. But I thought that was kind of low. I don't know if anybody else caught that but myself. But we talked a little bit about yesterday. That's kind of a punky move, to be honest with you. We'll get back into that discussion, I'm sure, as we get you set up for some Brewers baseball coming up tomorrow as they get ready to take on the Cincinnati Reds. But just something to kind of throw in the back of your mind. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hey, if you want to chime in, feel free. Also, don't forget our friends over at Van Horn Automotive. Now, I've been telling you about Van Horn and a 90-day test drive for a long time. That's right, it's 90 days. 90-day test drive for my friends over at Van Horn Automotive. And all you got to do is go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com and see the cars that qualify. But coming up, and I hate to say this, I'm going to need to use their body shop. Not from any fault of my own, mind you, but my car was parked at the house in my driveway. And they're building a home next door. And they were lifting the sheets of plywood to put the roof on about 2 weeks ago. And it was on one of those really windy days. And the sheet of plywood got up like a sail into the wind and flew over and just dented the side of the back end of the bed of the pickup truck. So unfortunately, I've got a brand new car with a small dent in it. But fortunately, the people over at Van Horn Automotive said, look, we've got the ability to make it just like brand new. So don't fret. Don't worry about it. It's not going to be something that's going to be problematic down the road. We got you covered. And we're going to take care of it. So I'll take you through that process for my friends over at Van Horn Automotive. But they're just good people. They're family born and employee owned. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com for all of your automotive needs. 855-830-8648. Got one here. Got a couple of emails I want to get to. I want to get through some of this. This is, well, by the way, this is a tweet from Wayne who says, "We can't play like this against the Warriors. Hopefully this is the stinker game that comes along every once in a while. Get it out of the way right now." This one is from Jack, who says, "Hey, guys, love listening to the program here. Oh, by the way, he is in Marshfield, and he was down for all of the postseason games so far regarding the Milwaukee Bucks. So good for you, man, coming down from Marshfield." He says, "I really like what the Bucks have to offer. I think this team is going to be just fine. They just had a stinker of a game last night. First game on the road in a hostile environment where they knew that this could be a toss-up. They fared pretty well for a team that didn't look too good. They still went to double overtime. I'm taking the positive out of this. They will be just fine." It's not the first game on the road in a hostile environment. You know, they Boston, I think, was more hostile. I mean, Boston at least came back home at a game apiece. That was their first loss on the road, but it's not their first hostile environment on the road. So I'll agree with you to a certain extent, but I'm not fully agreeing with the email. This is from Easy Money. Easy Money, by the way, listening to us out in Madison. And Middleton, to be exact, but just beyond Madison. Says, Easy Money says, "Hey, guys, this team is going to be just fine. Giannis is going to come back pissed off, and that's all you need. Jump on his back, ride him to a championship. We've got this, fear the deer." That's from Easy Money. Easy Money, I wonder if you put your money on it. Wonder if you just put your money on that or not. May have. This one's from Amelia, who says, "I did not like the way they kept hacking Giannis. How long is the league going to allow this to continue to happen? Do you think the Bucks took some of that video and sent it to the league's office?" Siakam got him across the face, but it was incidental. He didn't mean to do it. But as they said yesterday during the broadcast, and look, we're not Reggie Miller fans in this part, because for a long time with Indiana, he kept putting daggers through the hearts of many Bucks fans. But he was right. They're just good, hard fouls. Good, hard, smart fouls. Nothing malicious. They're not throwing him to the ground. They're just dragging his arms. They're just not going to allow Giannis to do what he does. And until the guys start hitting from the outside, because what's happening, watch, okay? This is where the Bucks and being a little bit slower has not paid off for them. Giannis gets the ball up top, and you'll look. The sea is parted. He's one-on-one, and by the time he takes two dribble steps, suddenly there's four guys in the paint. And the minute he gets to the paint, they're just beating the hell out of him. They're grabbing at him. They're yanking on his arms, pulling on his shoulders. He's just not going to get a lot of penetration. So when guys start hitting from the outside, you have to keep guys outside to keep a hand in their face. So then when Giannis drives to the hoop, he's only got one or two guys to contest him, and then it's a much more it's a much easier task. But you're asking him to do a lot right now without guys giving him support from the outside. Let's go to Luke listening to us in Milwaukee. Luke, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. How's it going, man?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Yeah, so, you know, I watched the game last night. They just played lazy basketball. There's a couple plays that they're diving on the floor, which is great. But, man, Middleton is just... he's just way too inconsistent for this Bucks team. I mean, do you think that there's any chance whatsoever we can just swap Kawhi Leonard for Middleton, just go after Kawhi with everything and try to get him in the offseason? What do you think?
It has been talked about. Appreciate the phone call. It has been talked about. I just I don't think it's going to happen. Put it this way. It's going to happen if the ownership steps forward and says, we're going to go ahead and spend the money and we don't mind going over because we think this is going to last more than a couple of years, so we might as well go for it now. But the likelihood of it happening, to be honest, I don't think they're going to jump into the Kawhi pot.
I don't think Kawhi is going to want to come here. If he goes anywhere, it's probably going to go play with LeBron in L.A. Otherwise, he could very well stay in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, there's a couple things. The first thing is, you know, to understand how NBA contracts work, it's a very complicated process. I feel like NBA contracts compared to the NFL and compared to Major League Baseball are far more complicated because there's so many little clauses, there's so many little restrictions, there's things called the bird rights. The Bucks because Chris Middleton has bird rights, that means they can pay him the max, and it's not going to hurt them as much against the cap compared to if they were to, say, to offer Kawhi Leonard max money. They wouldn't be able to allow the same amount of money to Kawhi Leonard. If they wanted Kawhi Leonard, they wouldn't be able to offer the same amount of money that they would to Chris Middleton. They can do that with Chris because he has been playing with this team for a while, thus he has the bird rights. They can't just pay $30 million to Kawhi Leonard and say, okay, here you go. It's a little bit different. It's going to hurt the Bucks even more against the cap if you try to throw money at Kawhi Leonard. So I don't think that's going to happen. But I'll say this, Bill. Wouldn't you agree that even if the Bucks fall short here, let's say they get to the NBA Finals and lose, don't you think Milwaukee now is a slightly more attractive destination for free agents?
Oh, it's an attractive destination. I don't disagree with that at all. And the fact that, you know, look, New York, Boston, you know, Toronto. I mean, all these. First of all, if you're going to play in Toronto, your taxes are different up there. You can play out in Golden State, attractive. Weather's okay, but your living expenses are completely different out there.
Through the roof.
Through
in
the
California.
Roof out there. You know, Chicago. You know, you're getting the same weather. I mean, so this whole thing about, well, I don't want to play in the cold. Look, if you can play in L.A. and Miami the rest of your life with all the you know, five-star guys, then, yeah, that's probably the place you want to go. But, yeah, Milwaukee's with the first-class facility, the new training facility, a genuine superstar, a guy that they're going to lock up and take care of, and then a good team with a chance at winning, yeah, it's going to be attractive, but it's also going to come down to what you're going to pay them.
Right.
It just is what it is.
I just think there is a silver lining to this. Now, again, the Bucks are going to have to figure out how they want to do this with their cap and whether or not they want to pay the luxury tax. But I think even if you don't keep a Chris Middleton around, I think there is a chance here for some of these other free agents, maybe not, you know, in this free agent class, but maybe in next year's free agent class, that you might be able to lure because Milwaukee is a great town to play in. You've got a great coach. You've got a superstar. You've seen so many guys that have come to this team, like an Eric Bledsoe, for an example, that has been bought in to all this. Because we weren't sure if Eric Bledsoe was going to be the point guard of the future for the Bucks. He has been bought in to what the Bucks have. And it's word of mouth, too. I mean, you look at all these veterans that the Bucks have, Mirotić, George Hill. You got to think they're telling their buddies across the league that, hey, this is a great place to play.
Yeah.
So I think there is some hope that the Bucks down the road, as long as they can continue to play at this level of basketball, can get more free agents here, and I think that's an encouraging thing.
I think they get one or two. Unless they're going to break the bank and the owners say, let's go for it, they're going to get one or two guys. They're going to be the piecemeal players, the way they're putting this team together. If they get a superstar to come in here, I think it's going to be if I had to pick a percentage, I would probably say maybe 20% of me says that they get a big name to come in here.
But the question is, how are they going to be able to do that?
I don't think they can.
Unless
they commit to going over the salary cap, the luxury tax, unless they commit to that, I don't think they can.
The first thing is, to help that, the Tony Snell contract, because Tony Snell isn't even playing for the Bucks. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they can move that contract. But that Tony Snell contract needs to go away. And, I mean, he's been healthy. He could play any time for the Bucks, but the problem is they're so deep they don't need him. That contract has to go. They got to find a way to free up space, and that goes for Ersan. Now, Ersan has showed up here in the postseason, and that's Mike Budenholzer's guy. So, you know, if you're John Horst, are you willing to try and trade Ersan? I mean, those are contracts that you could move, but it's going to be a little challenging to move them.
Mm-hmm. I don't think any big names are walking through that door. Let's do this. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to go ahead and come back. We have some buy or sell. We can even talk more about this. Buy or sell coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play Buy or Sell. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back. We are glad you're on board. Going to get the Buy or Sell momentarily. Hey, don't forget that Been telling you for a while, the Wisconsin Biofuels Association want to remind you that all gasoline has additives to bring up the octane. Now, raw gas, only 84 octane. You get past that, E15, it saves you money, which is the unleaded 88. Saves you money at the pump. It's called Unleaded 88. Look for it. I know it's at Quick Trip and it's at Jets. You can track it down there. There's higher octane than the regular unleaded, and it's cheaper. The higher octane, the cheaper it goes. And ethanol is safe and not harmful to human health. Don't forget, it's made from corn. Corn growers right here in the state of Wisconsin. Cheaper than raw gas. The more ethanol in the gas, the cheaper it is. For me, 9 out of 10 vehicles. For those that are asking whether or not it goes in your vehicle, check it out. All GMs, Chevy, Cadillac, General Motors, GMCs, Buick, yes. All Fords, including Lincolns, all Hyundais, Kias, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Fiat, Jeeps, Jags, Range Rovers, Land Rovers, Toyota, you bet, got it. Porsche, VW, absolutely. Lexus, you got it. Check out WIBiofuels.org for the full list. That's WIBiofuels.org. Just giving you the facts on the biofuels, WIBiofuels.org. Time now for some buy or sell. Radio Joe Zanzola standing by. What's up?
Buy or sell, Giannis will be the LeBron of the East for years to come.
I'll buy that. I mean, he's a beast now. Why not? You know, I mean, I don't know. I'd love to see them get their first championship this year and keep going, but it's going to be a tough road against Golden State. I know that. This one's not done yet, even though I still believe they're going to win it. But I don't see anybody else coming into the East that is as dominant as Giannis. But I will say this. Don't forget, Joel Embiid's going to have something to say about it before it's all said and done. He's a tough customer, too. For as much as I kind of rip that guy, he's a hell of a player. But you may, though, see some of the superstars eventually flock to the East because the East will be considered, quote, easier to win and get you there, but for a while it's Giannis's playground, and he's the leader of the bunch.
Even if Kawhi Leonard stays in Toronto and Kevin Durant comes to New York, which would be stupid.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think if Kevin Durant goes to New York, that's a train wreck. It's going to be a while before they put that back on the right tracks. I think the pressure. Durant doesn't like pressure. He went and got himself a ring because he was hearing all the cries down in Oklahoma City. So he went and kind of fell into the shadows behind Steph and everybody and got himself a ring, or two, actually. And so he now kind of wants to be the man again. You go to New York, that's a whole different animal. I don't think he survives there. I think he's a hell of a player, one of the best players in the league, but I don't think he brings them a championship, no. So I still think it's Giannis's yard and everybody else is just allowed in it for the time being.
Buy or sell?
All right, let's just say Bucks get to the finals. Kevin Durant not playing at all in that series.
Mm-hmm.
Buy or sell, this Golden State team now can still kick the Bucks' butt.
Oh, I'm buying that in a heartbeat.
Okay.
They can still shoot the lights out. They're just that good. Now, not, you know what? Being a little under strength without Cousins is a difference. And I don't deny that for people that are saying, well, they're you know, undermanned. I mean, no doubt. You know, I mean, if you get Durant back, okay. Which I don't. Do you see Durant coming back? I mean, there's a lot of people that are indicating now at this point that that's an Achilles, that's not just a calf muscle tweak.
Well, all I know is Golden State is playing like the old Golden State, the Splash Brothers,
right.
The dominance of Draymond Green, who had a triple-double the other night.
Don't have DeMarcus Cousins there right now because of injury. They don't have Kevin Durant. If Durant comes back, because they're saying he will not play the remainder of the Portland series, but does that mean then that by next Thursday, a week from Thursday, that he's going to be ready to go for the finals? I just
don't know.
I don't know. If it's an Achilles, he won't be back.
But I still think this Golden State team is very dangerous.
I think they're capable of beating them, absolutely. Curry, yeah. Thompson, Iguodala, yeah. Looney, for that matter. Sean Livingston, he's been a guy that can give them quality minutes. I mean, no, look, this is a very good team.
Buy or sell?
All right, so, you know, the first thing to keep in mind is the Bucks have only lost back-to-back games once all season long. Mm-hmm. So here we go, another situation. But also, I think many Bucks fans, including me, are expecting Giannis to come out with a vengeance in Game 4. Buy or sell, Giannis scores 40-plus tomorrow night.
Sell. He's going to have 26. He's going to have 7 to 10 assists. Going to probably have 13 boards. Come close to maybe a triple-double. But they win. They win going away. Why? Because of guys like George Hill. Middleton maybe hits his shot. Lopez is on. Mirotić hits his shot. You start Brogdon, obviously. Even Pat Connaughton. I think everybody gets back into a rhythm and starts hitting their shot because you're just gonna grind down what Toronto offers. And I think that's going to help Giannis get his. But I don't think Giannis drops 40 on him. No, I'm going to sell on that. Tomorrow night, your big three is not going to be Giannis. It is going to be Brogdon, Middleton, and Bledsoe. Those are your big three. Those guys hit. And you can even maybe say big four if you want to throw Lopez into the mix. But those guys hit, Giannis has a big night. But if Giannis has to throw it all on his back because they are going to take the hack-a-shack approach to this and just pound on him and put him at the line, I don't know if he can just do it all by himself. I mean, he can certainly keep him in the ballgame, keep him relevant, but I don't know if he can do it all by himself because those guys have to support what it is he's doing.
Yep.
To open him up.
Buy or sell.
Eric Bledsoe has remained a mystery throughout the entire postseason, really. It hasn't just been a couple of games. Eric Bledsoe has been bad. Buy or sell, Bledsoe may never get out of this funk.
May never? I'll buy that. I'll buy that. He's had a couple of games where he showed up and you thought, okay, this is great. But
this is Eric Bledsoe of last year
but
in the postseason.
But when you look and say like last night, when Middleton is not hitting, you needed Bledsoe to step up. This is my argument with Bledsoe. Bledsoe is at his best when he's an aggressive guy. When he's driving the hoop, when he's getting above the rim, when he's getting a couple of easy buckets and giving you that. And it's kind of like he feeds off of himself. Give him a couple of dribble drives, give him a couple of inside shots, give him a couple of layups. He's got you. Then he begins to hit. The minute you shut him down on the inside, he has a couple of shots that are wild or blocked and just don't go. You know what he reminds me of? He's a JerMichael Finley of the Milwaukee Bucks. He can come up huge for you. Put the ball in the end zone. And then there's times he just goes away. And you can't figure it out as to why. He'll give you a couple of drops. He'll give you a couple of plays in which he just doesn't get beyond the yard markers. And you're like, well, what does he add to the team? That is what Bledsoe is at times. He can be a guy that dribbles, drives, penetrates, scores, energy, a couple of steals. And then he can be a guy where he just maybe hits one or two threes and he just goes away. And he's one of two of six, two of ten, whatever. And it's just, yawn at his statistics. So,
buy or sell.
All right, last one for you. Let's go over to the Brewers. So they go 5-5 on this road trip between the Cubs, the Braves, and the Phillies. Buy or sell that 5-5 mark? That's a success.
Yeah, for the way they were playing, but they were kind of a hotter team. I would have loved to have seen them go 6-4. But. 5-5, you take it. You come back home, you've got a Cincinnati team that's kind of flailing right now. And, Cincinnati lost again. They're now 7.5 back. The Brewers only a game and a half back in the standings. Still with 28 wins. I mean, the only team that has more wins than them in the National League is the Dodgers. Philadelphia leads their division with 27. And the Cubs lead the division with 27 as well. The only team that has more wins than them is the Dodgers. As a matter of fact, when you look at the overall league, when you look at Major League Baseball, the Yankees have 28, the Twins have 30, and Houston has 31. But those are the only teams either with the same as or more wins than the Brewers. The Brewers still a good baseball team. They just, they ran into a buzzsaw in Atlanta, and had they got one more game, we'd be giddy right now. But they didn't, so come back home, get a few wins, and got Cincinnati in a quick two-game turnaround, which I hate when you're talking about Central games. I hate this, but I did find out because normally when the Reds come to town, they fly up on getaway day. They're not here today. They stayed in Cincinnati, and they are not flying into town until late tonight. So that way they can stay at home and enjoy their day and all that kind of as much as they can. They made a travel decision to stay at home, which is a little bit odd, but they're not coming in until after 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight. So, the Brewers got a quick turnaround in Cincinnati. Then they get another off day before you get the Philadelphia Phillies who come to town. And then you do some interleague stuff with the Minnesota Twins. But, you know what? I'm happy with it. Give me three or four out of the next five, and I'm good to go. I'll be good with that. Because but then you got the Twins, and then you got the Pirates, and who knows? Then you close out the month of May. I'm giddy with it.
Okay, that's it.
That is buy or sell. Always love to do it. Don't forget this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Neumel Medical Center, treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction all over the state. Call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. And in addition to that, the low T treatments for more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, those are available. All you got to do is get your numbers checked. Call for a consultation. It takes about 10, 15 minutes. Can improve your life. Or maybe you're looking down right now going, oh, my God, it's going to get in the 80s this week. I'm going to wear a T-shirt and I look like I'm smuggling inner tubes. I need to lose some weight. I've got a case of tank ass. 414-455-4451. Just call them and tell them we sent you. That's 414-455-4451. Yes, it works. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Peace up, A-Town.
Hey, I want to remind you, coming up, it's the Fisher House, Wisconsin, our motorcycle ride. And it is going to be happening on Sunday, September 1st. Sunday, September 1st. Please, if you ride, put it on your calendar. We start out at Beachwood Sales and Service. Budweiser right off of 43 that morning. Kickstands up at 10 a.m. We end up at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. A big supporter of our cause in the ride, and we cannot wait. Also want to say thanks to our friends Bud Light. They present the ride each and every year. Also, Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. They are going to sit down with you, discuss your epoxy flooring project and all the available options, and they're going to get you done. And they're great people over there. Come with a 25-year warranty. That's right, 25 years. Call my buddy Sean, 262-443-2852, 262-443-2852, or just go to Epoxy Flooring Done Right. That's Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Looking forward to this. This is going to be our 12th annual, and I know last year they had the big Harley-Davidson event and it got in the way of us just a little bit, but we expect big numbers this year. So everything's going to go live online coming up here shortly, and we'll let you know when you can start registering and getting everybody ready to go for this. But we'll give you the locations coming up shortly as well, but it should be a good one. So please put it on your calendar. Sunday, September 1st. That's Sunday, September 1st. The answer to the question for me is Corbin Burns. Corbin Burns. What is the question? Who is the 25th man on the roster, the first one out and the last one in? Joe Zanzola here, and Joe, Corbin Burns, after his comments this past weekend and then his karma that bit him in the ass going out and giving up 7 runs in 2/3 of an inning, Corbin Burns could be the first one shipped out, as he blamed it on the catcher rather than his own ineptitude.
Well, I don't know. We should maybe play back those comments. I didn't want to read into that too much. I was just upset with the fact that Corbin Burns gave up 7 runs out of the pen on Friday night. And you know what?
Well, I don't know what else you mean when you say it's calling a wrong pitch at the wrong time. That's what he said. I mean, he said, I didn't get sent down because basically of my stuff. Wrong pitch at the wrong time.
I'd like to hear that soundbite again. Maybe we can do that coming up here in a little bit. I'm having a hard time trying to decide whether or not Corbin Burns should be the 25th man. I mean, he was doing so well out of the bullpen before that eruption on Friday night. You know, originally last Friday when we did this, I had Jacob Nottingham, but he went out and actually hit a home run.
Right.
I'm going to say Corbin Burns is also the 25th man. I'm okay just putting him back down in AAA, starting baseball games. Let's get him back to where he needs to be. Your rotation is pretty much set now for a while. So I'm okay letting Corbin Burns figure it out, get some more starts under his belt, and then should an injury happen, I mean, you got Jimmy Nelson also kind of waiting in the wings who continues to pitch well at AAA. Mm-hmm. I just think maybe this is the right time to develop Burns a little bit since we're at this point of the season and there's a long season left. That's kind of how I feel at this point.
Well, I just, like I said, I think when – and we'll hear it coming up a little bit later. But Corbin Burns basically said, I got sent down not because of my stuff, but it was wrong pitches at the wrong time.
Well, he didn't get sent down.
Well, but he got demoted, so to speak.
Well, he didn't get sent down to AAA, though. He's still on the big league roster.
Right, he's still on the big league roster.
Yeah, but
he's the 25th in. He said, look, I'm not getting demoted, not meaning demoted as far as he's not a starter.
Right.
Right. he's not. It's not because of his pitching. It's because the wrong pitches at the wrong time, is what he said. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.